Okay, my turn. All right, now my story really falls more under the category of what I can do for love. And let me explain. You may not know it from looking at me, but I am a living, breathing, kissing X-File. That's right. Okay, maybe I'm not one of the really cool ones. Like, I'm not a shaman who can, like, eat a sick woman and puke her back up healthy. I can't do that. And I'm not one of the freaky ones. Like, my brothers and I do not have our limbless mom, you know, under our bed on a little roller cart. Mom, I'm horny. Okay, not that. But I said not that. I am a minor medical miracle in that I have I have full command of my immune system. I have an auto-command immune system, basically, in that I can will my body to reject illness. Yes, I can. And I'm not talking like kind of suck it up and get through a day. I'm talking you're sick. No! And I'm not sick anymore. But I can't do it all the time. I can only do it on special occasions, really. In order for my body to do this, it needs incentive. And not about you, but for me and my body, there's no better incentive than sucking face. Yeah. Sorry. You can leave now because you got 10 minutes of this, okay? I first discovered my hidden talent when I was a sophomore in high school. And after years of being the third wheel, finally got myself a girlfriend. And a cute one, too. Her name was Julie. And she was the younger sister of my older brother Bob's girlfriend. Yes, that's right. My brother and I dated sisters. I know it sounds kind of queer, but get over it, all right? We're not the first. We won't be the last, all right? It's just what happened. I was in no position to complain, all right? And in fact, for Julie and me, the whole brothers dating sisters thing was not an issue at all. The only problem with our union was that we never really seemed to be able to find any time to be alone together. For whatever reason, our moms just never went out that much. So it was a rare thing to, you know, have the house to ourselves, to enjoy ourselves physically, as teenagers might want to do. Now, let me just clarify, because I know how this crowd works, all right? Physical affection does not always necessarily mean sex, all right? You know, as a confused Catholic kid, I was way too freaked out about intercourse, and I was more than happy to explore the very underrated sport of making out. Yeah. I love making out. I do. It's so good. I love making out. Can we all just make out right now? Just turn to the person on your left and make out for a while. It'll be warm. I do. It's just so good. It's so good. And it's so special. Think about it. You can do everything with a prostitute. What can't you do? Kiss her. Because it's that special. Which is why I stopped going. So anyways, you can imagine how excited I was when my mom announced out of nowhere, I'm going to be going out Friday night. So plans were immediately made for Julie to come over and watch TV or something. It was great. Friday in school, Julie and I were just like giving each other like furtive glances, like hijackers on a plane waiting for the right moment. Walking home from school, I had the hugest grin on my face, you know, and I spent the whole time trying to figure out, you know, what song I should have ready on the turntable. Gives my age. So I have that ready in order to set the mood, you know. I finally settled on Traffic's Low Spark of High Heel Boys. And I kind of settled that right as I, you know, headed up into my driveway. And sad thing was, right as I also kind of headed up into the driveway, I started to feel a little feverish. And I just feel so good. By the time I got up and I was sitting in the bathroom, I was taking deep breaths because I could really feel my equilibrium starting to get away from me. As I looked at myself in the mirror, I saw that my complexion had become as pale as the soft white Oxford I was planning to wear that evening. So my mom knocked on the door and said, Tom, are you okay? you know, if you're not feeling well, maybe I could stay home tonight. No, I hope you're all out! So I looked at myself and I had a talk with my body. You can't do this to me! Not now! Not tonight! I'm doing this for you! If you could just somehow find a way to get healthy for the next 8 hours, you will be so happy, I swear. Oh, okay, you know those dreams that mine comes up with sometimes? It'll be like that times 100. All right? Are you with me? Pring. Quickly, my fever lifted. Color came back to my face, much like in a movie when a slain werewolf goes back to his human self. And like, it was him! By the time I sent my mom off on her evening, my illness had been downgraded to the probably just something I ate category. Bye, Mom! And then Julie soon arrived, and she looked great, and it was just really a great, delicious American teen night. It really was. Nice TV and kissing and hugging and touching and stuff. What my friend Catherine poetically describes as scrumping. I don't know if anyone else has used that term. So it was great, and I did not break my promise. My body was very happy, and when Julie's mom came to pick her up, I returned her to the world of parental supervision, and I went to my room to give my body another pleasurable experience. Sleep. Now, I'm not quite sure what woke me up a couple hours later. I don't know if it was the sound of my teeth chattering or the smell of the sheets burning from contact with my now hot, searing skin. Delirious with fever, I stumbled into my mom's room.
Mom, I don't feel so good.
She, like, sleepily extended her hand up to my forehead and snatched it back. She had just touched a radiator she didn't realize was on. In the car ride to the hospital, I just sat there rocking back and forth going, I'm cold. I'm cold, like Snowden from Catch 22. By the time they got around to it, my temperature was 104 and rising. We're going to have to do whatever we can to bring that fever down. Bring on the ice water wraps. Now, for those of you who've never had the pleasure of an ice water wrap, it's as close to medieval medicine as you'll ever want to get. You are stripped naked, which can be a good thing, but not here, and covered head to toe in freezing cold washcloths. And these clothsicles are replaced with fresh ones every 5 minutes by an attending nurse who just whispers, yeah, I know. I know. No, stay, stay. Cruel and unusual punishment, but works. And my fever was brought down below 100, and you know, I was sent home with a prescription for some antibiotics, and since I had lost so much fluid, I also got a prescription for Gatorade. So not worth it, I'm not saying, but kind of fun to have a prescription filled at the local 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Can I use Medicaid for this, I guess? Now, crazy thing was that Julie never, you know, caught anything of whatever it is that I had, which is kind of incredible considering, you know, did everything to take her temperature with my mouth. But in some ways it does make sense because I wasn't sick. I was healthier than ever for that time. Yes. Careful. So it would be another 3 years before I would dare to ask my body to buy me a little time for a little booty. I was now a freshman in college, and Julie and I were long since separated. Sorry. And I was dating my second girlfriend, Stacy. And for the record, no relative of Stacy's has ever dated a relative of mine. Okay, so it's not a thing, you know? I don't look for that. The complication with Stacy and me being together and our search for physical affection was I was attending Columbia in New York City, and she was at UMass, which from the name you can guess is not New York, but in Massachusetts. So we'd set our sights on the first holiday weekend of the semester, Columbus Day weekend, and I was ready to set sail to discover a new world. Because for the first time in my life, I would be alone with a girl without having to worry about the... What? I think I just heard my mom pull the driveway. Get off! Get off me! Get off! Yay. I made a point to ask all my friends at school, so what are you doing for a Columbus Day weekend? Oh, hanging out. It's pretty good now. Yeah, I'm going to go see my girlfriend. Yeah. I lost any pretense of actually kind of asking people, and by, you know, the Wednesday before I was supposed to go, I was just bragging to strangers. Yep, get some this weekend. Heading away, me and her, alone, weekend. But once again, the problem was right about Wednesday before I was supposed to go, I woke up with this weird little blister, little canker sore on the roof of my mouth. That's annoying. Whatever. But sad. By Friday morning, it had grown to the size of a walnut. Which for me, side story, but isn't it odd how they always describe tumors and growths in terms of the size of food? You know, she had a tumor, started the size of a grape, and then it grew to the size of a melon, and eventually it was the size of a watermelon. It was sad when she went, but she made a great fruit salad. Anyways, walnut, roof of my mouth, not a good time, you know. It's really hard to swallow, and pain would shoot through the roof of my mouth every time my heart would beat, which is constant. So I headed off to student health services, who were, of course, of no help for anything that, you know, wasn't, you know, an eating disorder or a sexually transmitted disease. So the only thing they could find in the health manual under mouth, roof of, was the remedy saltwater rinses. And I'm back at the medieval barber. Soak thine head in brine. So as I packed my stolen salt shaker and my plastic drinking cup into my weekend bag, I knew I was way too sick to go. I would have to wait all the way until Election Day weekend in order to get away, and I just couldn't wait that long to, you know, execute my right as an American to mash with a girl, you know? I'd waited 18 years for this, and I wasn't going to let a little toothache get in the way. Okay, little reality check, not a little toothache, full aching mouth ache. Ow. And which, surprisingly, wasn't made better by a hellish train ride, courtesy of the fine people at Amtrak. So I'm standing in that really just warm and delightful metallic bathroom they have on the trains. Just sobbing from pain and also just painfully shitty luck. I'll be right out! Once again, I looked into the eyes of my sickly complexion and it was time to strike another Faustian deal. I don't ask you for much. I didn't steer you wrong last time, okay? Ow. If there's any way. Okay, Julie was a girl. Stacy is a woman. Whole weekend with a woman. Are you with me? It's all yours. So I went back to my seat, and I just slept this magic sleep. You know, there's something magic about a train. And by the time I stepped off the connecting bus into UMass, I was a healthy, radiant specimen, like Odysseus emerging from the bush. I was thicker and taller than before. Let me get that for you. All right, go on. And trust me, that night I was more charming than I had ever been. I was all witty and playful with Stacy's female friends. Great movie, you're funny. Put it. I was all chummy and sports knowledgeable with the guy down the hallway who would later steal Stacy away from me. But most of all, I was attentive and affectionate with Stacy, who had just gotten, you know, cuter in our time away, and I was just nice. It was nice. It was just really, really good. And I remember as I drifted off to sleep that night, the only facial discomfort I felt was just from smiling too much. Ooh, When I woke up the next morning, I had lost the ability to smile. Yeah, that that little thing in the roof of my mouth, you know, that little nothing? Well, it had now evolved into a full-blown abscess, which now caused the entire left side of my face to swell up. My eye was shut, my nostril was blocked, my cheek was a dome. So when Stacy woke up and realized she was sleeping next to Gary Coleman,
kisses. Whole weekend.
Oh no, no, you're gonna have to call your mom.
Oh no.
You see, I hadn't really, I really let mom in on the fact that I was choosing to spend my first holiday weekend not at home with her, but having a weekend of sin. But hey, what can you do, right? You know. So Gabriel,
hi mom, Tom. I'm up at UMass and my face is about to explode.
We lived about a 20-minute drive from UMass. Actually, that's 20 minutes when there's not a hurricane threatening to pummel the eastern seaboard and encouraging all drivers to stay off the road unless completely necessary. Whatever, what can you do? I remember it was really weird driving in that because the skies were so dark and still, and there was nobody on the road. It was really cool, at least from what I could see lying in the back seat with my only one eye open. But from there, it was magical. At the hospital, my grotesque face got immediate attention. Everyone kept asking me the same question. Son, do you chew tobacco?
I do not have mouth cancer.
Which I guess is a thing. Terrible. So as they really, they're boarding up the windows around me, as they're like wheeling me into surgery with Dr. Malotti.
Tom, we're going to lunch the top of your mouth. He's like, oh, you're a buddy, man.
Yeah, oh, I'm not on the painkillers yet. Oh, sorry. I woke up a couple hours later, and I was like something off the cover of Phantasmagora. Like I had this unsightly black eye and like purpley yellowy skin with drool, and this bloody cotton packing forcibly taped up my nose. So my little cousin Charlie cried when he came in there. What did they do to Charlie? And this cleaning lady really set me at ease. She's like, this is... Were you in a car accident? And my family kept saying, oh, you know, we really have to take a picture of this. We really do. Nobody did. It was one of those things that you just never really wanted to see again if you didn't have to, you know? So as you can see, the abscess, I guess, was caused by an infected tooth. How did the tooth get infected? Might have been a bump in the head or like an unclean dental instrument. Yeah, thanks, Dr. Clayton. But whatever, it needed to have a root canal performed on it right away. It gets better. Since I was on antibiotics, I couldn't have any Novocaine. So they had to proceed to drill into my head using no painkillers. Woo! Medieval medicine strikes again! It was just so not a good time. So I learned that there's a flaw in my, auto-command immune system. And that it's great, you know, it can buy me a little time for me to get my yah-yahs. But once I do, it not only drops its guard, it like sends it home for the evening with all windows open and the keys in the front door. I haven't dared to ask such things of my body since, because it's just too dangerous. And I also think part of it is, you know, as I get older and have more and more, you know, physical encounters, the can't miss opportunities become less and less. So it seems like the only thing that's really left is my honeymoon. No, I am engaged. Sorry, ladies. I imagine it'll be soon. But I'm not taking any chances, you know. I'm already starting to kind of, you know, pound the B12 and, like, lots of echinacea and golden seal. Because, you know, I mean, I want it to go good and all, but, you know, I'd like that till death do us part thing to last more than a day. Thank you.